Anti-Islamic sentiment is on bold display in Irving, Texas. Protesters dressed in camouflage and armed with loaded rifles have been demonstrating in front of a local mosque. Other residents are turning out to support the Muslims who practice their faith at the Islamic Center. You might remember Irving was in the news back in September. That's when 14-year-old Ahmed Mohammed was arrested after bringing his homemade clock to school, only for officials to mistake it for a bomb. Avi Selk has been covering the story for the Dallas Morning News. Avi, first off, tell us about Irving. It sounds in some respects like a pretty cosmopolitan place. More than a third of the residents are foreign-born. What's the city like?
It's an extremely cosmopolitan place. It's a suburb of the city of Dallas. It's by an international airport. There's a lot of Asians that live there, very heavy immigrant population, you know, a lot of Hispanics, a lot of white people. There's a lot of pretty much everybody. In fact, city officials often crow about being apparently the most diverse zip code in the United States. I don't know if that's accurate, but it's approximately accurate. There's a very multicultural population in that suburb.
And Irving has a domed arabesque mosque right in the middle of the suburb. Tell us about the mosque and who attends it.
It's a big building. It's constantly expanding. When I went in there for a celebration after Ramadan a few months ago, there was plywood up on the gym where they're planning to, you know, build that out, and trailers in the back where they're already housing students for the school there. It's a big and bustling place.
And are these professionals, working class? Who attends?
Most of the Muslims that I've met in writing about the tensions between some people in city government and the Muslim population have almost all been in science-related fields, engineering, tech. You know, one of the first Irving Muslim grassroots activist people I met had worked on the particle super accelerator that they were building in Texas before they moved it to Europe, and that's where they eventually found the so-called God particle. They're generally techies, you know, they're Microsoft employees. They're very, very well educated. That's not to say everybody who attends the mosque is. You know, there's first-generation immigrants, too. I was out at one of the rallies a couple of weeks ago, and there was a man who spoke almost no English in a robe, you know, wandered out of the mosque to go look at it. You know, he told me that he had just come from Syria.
And what about the armed protesters? Who are they, and what are they all about?
None of the armed protesters actually live in Irving. They're all from sort of cities in the general area. They say that they have a couple hundred members. I don't think anyone's ever seen more than 15 show up. They carry guns, they say, for self-protection. You know, some of them are convinced that there's going to be some sort of, you know, violent confrontation with American Muslims. You know, if you've seen images from that protest, you'll see, you know, a man with a long-barreled gun and camo gear walking down the sidewalk behind a woman in a headdress on her way to worship. You know, there's really only one entrance to that parking lot, and it's right past 12 guys with guns.
What do the armed protesters say they're most concerned about?
Even the ones that say they don't want to paint all Muslims with the same brush, they read these things that go around online, you know, saying that the Quran is filled with, you know, violent verses that mandate the decapitation of non-believers and stuff. And they genuinely do not believe it's possible to faithfully follow the Quran and still be peaceful.
I understand that last week a group associated with the Ku Klux Klan, they're called the Texas Rebel Knights, announced that they want to demonstrate at the Irving Mosque also. What do you see down the pike for these kind of protests?
You have a city that was a fairly normal suburb with normal suburban politics. You know, they were arguing over things like whether to build a concert hall and where to set the property tax rates. All of a sudden, transform into almost a sort of stage where people are holding rallies and making public statements, a stage for people from outside the city to come and kind of act out their parts in this controversy over Islam that's taking place all over the country. And it's been very kind of polarizing within the community. You know, there's a lot of people that have affection for their city, and they don't like to see it in all these international news stories labeled by some as the hotbed of Islamophobia or whatever they're calling Irving.
Avi Selk is a staff writer for the Dallas Morning News. Thanks, Avi.
You're welcome. Thank you.